Welcome back to the Just Act podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, your host and guide on this journey towards psychological flexibility and personal transformation. If you're new to the podcast, Just Act is all about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and how you can help clarify and transform different aspects of your daily life. As a behavior analyst, trauma-informed practitioner, yoga teacher, and lifelong learner, I'm excited to share the insights and techniques that have helped me and countless others find greater meaning, purpose, and happiness. Whether you're a seeker of information, a seeker of self-reflection, or a seeker of creating positive change for yourself, this podcast is for you. You can always join me for workshops, online courses, and personalized coaching to deepen your practice and accelerate your growth. Visit my website to learn more and sign up today. As always, I want to emphasize that the information shared here is not a substitute for mental health services and support. Instead, each episode is my hope to provide a different perspective in looking at daily challenges, struggles, and growth opportunities. By cultivating psychological flexibility, we can learn to make decisions based on the present moment, our values, and the willingness to hold space for uncomfortable feelings along the way. So whether you're just getting started or continuing on your ACT journey, thank you for joining me on this path towards greater well-being and fulfillment. Let's just ACT. Okay, we're carrying on with our episodes on learning more about inflexibility and specific patterns. Today's episode, we're going to focus on when we're in the past or future thinking rather than being in the present moment. If you've been following our podcast, you already know that ACT revolves around understanding our thoughts and emotions. But today we're exploring how an excessive attachment to the past or an overwhelming concern for the future can lead to personal inflexibility and even suffering. Let's begin with the past. We all carry memories, some sweet, some painful, and they can greatly influence our decisions and our perspectives. But what happens when our attention becomes too entangled with past events, especially when those memories are distressing? According to research by Hayes, Strassel, and Wilson 2011, when we excessively ruminate about our past, we risk becoming quote-unquote fused with those memories. Fusion in ACT means that we're so closely attached to past experiences that they heavily dictate our actions, our emotions, and even our expectations about the future. This kind of inflexibility can profoundly affect our well-being. Here are some examples of living in the past. Number one, ruminating. So this is constantly thinking about past mistakes, regrets, missed opportunities. For example, repeatedly going over a past argument and wishing you had said something different. Number two, nostalgia. Idealizing the past and believing that everything was better back then. This might involve frequently talking about the good old days, being resistant to change. Number three, avoidance. Avoiding situations or activities because they remind you of past failures or traumas. For instance, avoiding social gatherings because of a past embarrassing moment. Four, blaming. Continuously blaming others or external circumstances for your current problems based on past grievances. This can hinder your personal growth and ability to problem solve. And number five, living in regret. So making decisions in the present solely based on past regrets, even if those decisions are not aligned with your current values or goals. Let's shift our focus to the future. Having goals or aspirations is a vital part of life. However, when our minds are perpetually fixated on what may happen next, it can lead to a different form of inflexibility. Overall, excessive anxiety or worry about the future can significantly diminish well-being by affecting both physical and mental health, straining relationships, and limiting one's ability to engage fully in the present moment. Here's what living in the future might look like. Number one, anxiety and worry. Constantly worrying about future events, problems, often catastrophizing and expecting the worst outcome. Number two, over-planning. Spending an excessive amount of time planning and preparing for future scenarios, sometimes to the point of neglecting the present moment. Number three, perfectionism. Setting unrealistic high standards for yourself and others in the pursuit of future success. This can lead to chronic stress and dissatisfaction. Number four, procrastination, delaying tasks and responsibilities because you're preoccupied with what needs to be done in the future, leading to inefficiency and stress. Number five, impatience, feeling frustrated and impatient when things don't happen as quickly as you'd like, often due to an excessive focus on future outcomes. And number six, constant goal setting. Setting and pursuing goals without taking the time to savor or appreciate your current achievements and experiences. The work of Lillis and Hayes 2008 sheds light on how being overly preoccupied with the future, often driven by anxiety, can deter us from engaging fully in the present moment. We become so consumed by what might or might not occur that we often miss out on the richness of the current moment. So, how can we apply ACT principles to these challenges of past and future attention? Let's explore. First, for those of us who find ourselves ensnared by our past, ACT suggests the practice of diffusion. In simple terms, this means untangling ourselves from the grip of past experiences. It involves acknowledging that our past does not define us in the present, and we have the power to choose how we respond. Secondly, for those of us overly concerned about the future, ACT encourages the cultivation of present moment attention. Instead of allowing the future to dominate our thoughts, we learn to be more attentive to the present, allowing us to make choices that align with our values while also preparing for what lies ahead. But how do we balance the wisdom of the past and the anticipation of the future with the need for present moment awareness? This is where the art of psychological flexibility comes into play. ACT teaches us to hold our past and future lightly, acknowledging their presence without letting them overwhelm our present. We can learn from our past without being trapped by it, and we can plan for the future without letting it overshadow the beauty of now. For previous episodes on diffusion and present moment awareness, see today's show notes. To conclude, I'll invite you to reflect on some of your own relationship with past and future attention. Here are some questions that might be helpful for you. To get a worksheet on these questions, please become an email subscriber. See show notes for link to subscribe. For past ruminating, am I dwelling on past events or mistakes more than usual? Is my focus on past experiences preventing me from enjoying the present? Do I frequently replay past conversations or situations in my mind? Am I holding on to grudges or resentments from the past? Is my thinking about the past leading to feelings of guilt, sadness, and regret? Is there a pattern to my past-focused thoughts? Are they centered on specific themes or events? How is my past thinking impacting my mood and daily life? For future worry reflection, am I preoccupied with potential future events or outcomes? Do I often engage in what-if thinking, imagining versus living in the moment? Is my concern about the future causing me excessive stress and anxiety? Do I find it difficult to concentrate on the present moment due to my future worries? Am I avoiding certain activities or decisions because of my future-related concerns? How likely are the scenarios I'm worrying about to actually 100% occur? Is my future-focused thinking aligned with my values and goals, or is it counterproductive? These questions can help you recognize whether your thought patterns are predominantly centered on the past, future, or if you're practicing being present in the moment. Awareness is the first step in making positive changes to your thought processes and enhancing your well-being. Understanding your patterns is the first step towards greater personal psychological flexibility. Remember, ACT isn't about denying the past or disregarding the future. It's about appreciating both while fully engaged in the present, allowing you to lead a more meaningful and flexible life. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, may you find balance and flexibility in every facet of your life. Keep exploring the past, planning for the future, and living in the present. That's it for today's episode of the Just Act podcast. I hope you found the discussion helpful and informative. Remember, you can always find the links to any resources or references mentioned in the episode in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about today's episode, or any suggestions for future topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly via email at info@bestillbeconnected.com or follow me on Instagram at ashnfio. As always, I want to leave you with a catchy ACT phrase to help you stay motivated and focused on your journey towards greater psychological flexibility. So today's phrase is, act now, not later. Remember, the only way to create lasting change in your life is to take action in the present moment in alignment with your values and your goals. Thank you again for listening to the Just Act podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.